Yeah. Well, we didn't use the word automobile.
What did you use to call it?
A car. They was other things that would be, some fellas would come up with a slang like a jalopy or something that way, but that one, but car was primary.
If it's something with squeaky to lubricate it, you say you have to.
Grease.
And you say yesterday he, what, his car?
Grease.
And if the grease got all over your hands, you say your hands were all.
Greasy.
And so something, if your door hinge was squeaking, you might put a few drops of.
Grease.
Or.
Or.
And so, what did you mentioned about kerosene, is there another name for
it? No. It might have been, but...
You always call it kerosene.
Yeah.
And so, inside the tire of the car, it has the inner...
Tube.
And so, if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, he said that they were going to bust the boat.
They didn't see much.
That's what I think. What different kinds of boats are there?
Boats?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, back when I was coming up, you had just a, I mean, you had your fishing boats. I don't know, I didn't have any reason to run into a lot of expressions and words about those.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we did there was just something to go down these ponds, lakes, and fish.
Mm-hmm.
Fishing boats. When you say fishing boats, well then, a boat was just a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, when they mention you got a ski and rig, or you got a shrimp and rig,
mm-hmm.
Or you got one that you just fish on, so you can get out of the boat and fish. But back then, when we mentioned a boat, well, that would be what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear about people taking making a laugh themselves, no using
yeah.
The
bed? Well, take one. Talking about a flannel boat?
Uh-huh. How's that made?
That was a bomb, a drink bomb. Let's see. It didn't have to be a drink bottle, but I thought about it. I took over a bottle, a ketchup bottle.
Uh-huh.
And put kerosene in it. Taking some cloth
mm-hmm.
and some what we take a tobacco can
mm-hmm.
and cut a piece of it off and wrap it around that cloth and stick it down in to hold it together as if it absorbed that kerosene and ignited the top of it with smoke. But it would just be that light from that cloth on top of that bottle we've used.
You take a tobacco?
Yeah, you know what, like say if like print salad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Smoking about these coming.
Uh-huh.
And cut a piece of it and then explain what it is. Everybody meant on the flannel like we did. But you take a piece of cloth and you see, I'm talking about, rub it up this way and take a piece of tobacco can and cut it with a knife, just a strip, and wrap it around. See, now this would be all coffee, stick it down in. You take around the next to the box,
mm-hmm.
what would help hold that cloth out of the box, see. You know, tobacco can't be right about the mouth of the box.
Mm-hmm.
That's flammable.
Did everyone used to make those?
No, why not? I don't know. You talking about in the community?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether everybody did or not. I haven't heard too much talk about it. In fact, I don't even know whether, I don't remember seeing my uncle that was doing his farming for a time, was he?